It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Amazon.com is making a portable Echo. Details coming up.
Enjoy our shows on your device. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, and at WSJ.com/podcasts.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner. If you own an iPhone, chances are it includes Siri, Apple's digital assistant, which operates on voice-activated commands. Amazon.com is turning up the heat in the voice activation space, soon to be launching a smaller version of its tabletop Echo speaker. Here to talk about the new device, codenamed Fox, is the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger. Greg, talk about the two speakers, Echo and now Fox. You say the new product is aimed at building on Echo's surprise success?
Right. The Echo, which was released in sort of late 2014, it originally seemed to be a bit of an experiment for Amazon. What could they achieve with voice activation? The device sits on a desktop. It responds to queries. What's the weather? Who won the football game last night? And it's sort of always listening. You have to prompt it, but it's always listening, and you can get it to answer quick questions for you, or prompt it now to start music or play other things for you. So it's kind of a all-encompassing device, but always based on voice activation. And they've discovered that people really like this. It's convenient and quick, and so they're building off the success of this thing, which is kind of selling well in certain circles, and so they're going to release a cheaper version. That the Echo today is $180, which is a reach for a lot of people. So they're going to release a cheaper version, according to my sources, and that should come out in the coming weeks. It'll be portable and rechargeable.
Right. You don't have any word on price or anything like that. Just that it's cheaper.
That's right. I've been told that $100 would be too cheap for this device, so it's somewhere between 101 and 180, I guess 179. So, and Amazon has found some success with releasing products at the low end. They put out a $50 tablet last year, which is really at the very low end of tablet devices, and they say that that's been a winner for them. So, their customers are responding to these cheaper devices that do the things they need to. Simple. They're not flashy, and that sounds like what this new Echo will be.
You say this, the Echo, rather, was the size of a can of Pringles chips, and the new one, codenamed Fox, is something that you can basically hold in your hand like a beer can.
Yeah, they want it to be attractive to pick up, as I understand it. So you'll want to be able to pick it up and sort of carry it around with you. And one feature of it that's different than the current Echo is that it's a push-to-talk function. And that's important because they want to preserve battery life as you're walking around your house or if you take it to the beach with you. If it's always listening, it's going to burn up battery really quick. And so it remains to be seen whether that's going to be a popular function, because what people seem to really like so much about the current Echo is that it is always listening. And maybe that's creepy for some, but for others, that's the point. I can just call out a question. I can call out a command, and it will respond. Now I have to press a button. That's one more step that may make it slightly less attractive.
Echo and Fox are essentially going after devices like Siri, aren't they? And whatever, I forgot what Microsoft's is called, but that's the market.
Cortana, yeah.
That's the market they're pursuing.
Right, and there seems to be a lot of potential in that market. You can also imagine these devices and those, that's sort of voice activation software, being central to a home automated home hub, and Amazon's taken some steps in that direction. They've allowed certain lights and appliances to be tapped into the Echo, so you could say lights turn on, lights turn off, dim, turn on the turn on the stereo or coffee machine. And you can imagine down the road, it a lot more functions responding to those kind of things. And that's there's a lot of potential there as well.
You write that Amazon is cracking a market where fewer than 10% of American adults have home automated devices or home automation devices. Does that mean there's limited demand or that the market is wide open?
Well, if you're Amazon, of course, that means the demand is wide open.
The glass is half full.
It's true. I would say that it's probably going to be a number of years before any home looks like the Jetsons, where the whole thing is just automated. Everything opens. Your food's cooked. The lights know how you like it. The heat knows just how you like it. But we've seen that there are a number of these devices in the last few years. Nest is a popular device. The Google Google Home temperature control, and so all these companies are taking steps in that direction. And what's particularly attractive is you can sell more things when things are automated. If it has to work, it has to work with our devices. So buy the one we're making.
You quote Forrester Research as saying that Amazon and other firms are drawn to voice activation, at least in part because it makes it easier for consumers to search the web. I guess they add, though, as a caveat, it doesn't necessarily drive consumers to make more purchases on, say, Amazon.com.
Right. As I understand it, Amazon is struggling with that a little bit internally. How do we... Most of their devices, you can imagine the tablets, they sell other things that ultimately lead customers, e-readers, for example, too, that lead customers to make more Amazon purchases. I might buy an e-book on my tablet. I might purchase or rent movies through Amazon, digital movies. This one, it's a little harder to sort of transact. It can help you create shopping lists. There's certain items you can order automatically from the Echo, but it's a little clunky still, and Amazon doesn't, as I understand it, doesn't yet have a clear idea about how to make their customers transact. And ultimately, they're a retailer. They want you to buy more things. And that'll be the challenge for them in the coming years.
And on a final note, how not to make transactions. This is great. You quoted a consumer with, I guess, the Echo as far as making putting inappropriate orders on your shopping list. Do you remember that? You want to tell us about that?
Of course. Well, so this guy's he loves his Echo. He has two of them in his house. He set up his home theater, his fans, his lights. But he says he has friends who come over and pull pranks on him. When he's not paying attention, they'll tell the Echo to order adult products or the like. And they show up on a shopping list, and he has a chuckle about it, but has to go through his shopping list and erase all these things that he really doesn't want. But it's a good way to pull a prank on your friend.
Another technological pitfall. Well, Greg Bensinger, thank you very much. That was very informative, very entertaining, and thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Check us out on wsj.com/podcasts. Follow us on Twitter @WSJ Podcasts and become a subscriber on iTunes.